Okay, a very good question indeed. If a person can't take wine, but he's all right with whiskey, he's all right, he can cope with whiskey, so can he fulfill the mitzvah with another alcoholic drink? So the answer to that question is the following. How are you with whiskey? You okay with whiskey? Good. Can you fulfill the mitzvah with whiskey if somebody can't take wine? Definitely. Okay. So the Mr. Zoe, we discussed yesterday that Rashi says, and some person can quote it, that one should ideally, it sounds like from Rashi, one should fulfill the mitzvah with wine, drinking with wine. So this is what the poskim say, that l'chatchila one should take a drink wine. It's interesting to note, and I think you pointed it out, that Shulchan Aruch and Mishneh Berurah doesn't say anything, the Ramah doesn't say anything about wine. And that is something which some of the contemporary poskim point out, and they stress that as well. So therefore, it's true that although there is a mashmos in Rashi that one should drink wine, but certainly if one can't drink wine, one can drink something else, then that's fine too. So the answer is yes, that's certainly okay. Let me add a question to your question. Is there any point if somebody can't drink any alcohol for one reason or another? A person cannot take alcohol at all. Is there any point for him to drink grape juice? He likes it. No?
He should not drink it, but doesn't mean he's putting anything.
That's right. So.
Can I have chocolate
milkshake
as well?
The chiddush was to me that there's a chuv and ravos not discussing it. It was a chiddush to me, but the answer is yes. The answer is that you certainly can't fulfill the mitzvah of drinking. You certainly can't fulfill it with grape juice. So then you may be fulfilling some sort of simcha or something, because then you may mishta. It's interesting, it does say that it's called Yemei Mishta, that Purim was made into a days of partying. He said that there's almost some element of partying by having drinks that you like and you enjoy. But that's certainly the fulfillment of the mitzvah of Chayv Inish Lifsume. So he said there is something to it, maybe. If somebody can't drink anything, maybe there's something to it. But certainly one can't fulfill the mitzvah of Chayv Inish Lifsume with grape juice.
What about honey?
Yeah. Why is that?
That the Kahanim were Chayv Mitzvah going into the Azara with having eaten honey as well as having drunk mashka.
I don't know anything about it. I don't know. Interesting question. I don't know. Yeah. Good question. Shlomo Zalman and Rav Yashiv discussed the shaila of what age. What's that? Very good. You know, they discuss it. The post can discuss it. Is there? What about? Is there any Indian of
six?
So they say that there is no Indian of chinuch. There's no Indian of chinuch. Don't do it. Just watch what I'm doing, but you don't do it. though there's certainly no Indian of chinuch. Interestingly, there's no Indian of chinuch when it comes to chayv inish lifsume. Yeah. There probably is some level of obligation at that point, correct. Okay. I do want to put this in context, though. I want to put this in context because I think it has to do with the Mishneh Berurah that we mentioned yesterday. And in Bialocha, he goes a little bit further now. And so I want to bring this in context with the second Bialocha. I just want to, if you don't mind, I want to see two Bialocha over here, which I think very, very essential in this theme of Chayv Inish Lifsume. First one and the second one. The first one says, Chayv Inish, says the Bialocha the following. Vim Toima, a very essential question. How can it be that Chachomim obligated us, something was mentioned in the Torah and in the Nevi'im, becomes in numerous places, Hashikras leMichshol Gadol. Now to drink wine is considered a very great Michshol. It can lead to very many sins and Averas. So how can it be that something which is normally something such a negative, such an Avera, how can it be considered a mitzvah on Purim? That's the question that Bialocha asks. And he answered the following, V'yesh Loima. Mipnei shekol ha-nisim shenasu li-Yisrael b'mei Achashverosh, since all the great miracles that happened to Klal Yisrael in the days of Achashverosh, how you were al yidei mishta, they all happened through the great through al yidei mishta, through drinking. Ki betchil nitrud ravashta al yidei mishta. Initially, the whole episode of Vashti, that she got killed, that happened through mishta, that Achashverosh was slightly drunk. Uva Esther, and Esther came in her place. Vechel in Haman v'apolosoi, and also the fact that Haman did his downfall. Hoy ali demishle is also after drinking. Lachen chivu chachamim leishtaker at kedei sheye niska haneis agol b'shtiyas hayayin. He said, since so many times drinking is considered mentioned in the Megillah, and it seems to be such an essential point and theme in the Megillah, therefore, although the rest of the year drinking is something which is not good, but over here, shikras is okay. Shikras is a mitzvah. So he puts it because of the initial, the essential part, not the essential, but one of the important parts of the Megillah is the drinking, so therefore, it's brought down the halacha again. That's what he says. And we come back and ends off to be halacha, and that's I know, I'm also a bit uncomfortable. I don't really understand how he answers it. I agree with you. Somebody's got a better way of rephrasing the answer. I think the question is very good. I'm not quite. Yeah. How would you phrase the how would you explain the answer?
I don't necessarily hold off. That's the wrong word. I don't understand the Mishnah Berurah's question and answer. I mean, I think it's very posh why you would have Shechus and Purim, because you can't make everything usher all the time, because that's extreme. Any time you try and make everything usher to extremes...
So it's an outlet. It's an outlet. So you're saying it's an outlet.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, you see the Torah in every... came out every circumstance. Things which are usher most of the time, you have Yibam, which is...
Yeah, okay.
It would be Arias, and it's not... Okay. Arias, because there's a Makom where it's Mutter, and you have... Milchama, where you go kill people, and that's normal.
Good. I hear the concept you're saying is an interesting concept. But how would you answer them? What's exactly the answer of the Bialocha? Well, how would you put the Bialocha?
Well, I don't understand the question, because it's such a posh answer that I don't really understand why you have to go all the way to
try
and find some petach when there's a great big gaping petach.
Okay.
The problem with what you're saying is these examples you've mentioned are mitzvahs mentioned in the Torah. This here is not.
This
is something
that
is
Chazal
instituted. It's not
similar
in any way.
Right. Yeah. I'm very nervous. You do this, you end up. Exactly. That's what the Bialach actually finishes off, saying the following: Mikol Mokem, nevertheless, Kol Zele Mitzvah Veloi LeAkev. He said that's important. We mentioned that yesterday. It's Mashman in Mishnah Berurah, and here again in Bialacha, that it's the Mitzvah Veloi LeAkev. It's a mitzvah, meaning mitzvah in the context of it's a good thing, it's a nice thing to do, but it's not an akev. You don't have to drink that much that you become, that you're fulfilling that mitzvah. It's not an akev to drink that much, even if you drink a little bit, or you don't even drink at all, it's still fulfilling the mitzvah mishta on Purim. It's the mitzvah Veloi LeAkev. That's what the Mishnah Berurah seems to be saying in the name of the Eliab over here. I think that's an important point. The Bialocha, the next Bialocha, is again very much in line with the Mishnah Berurah we learned yesterday. And he said the following, Adel Yodah, V'zol Lashon HaMe'iri. He now is quoting a Me'iri. Chayev Adam Leharbos B'Simcha B'Yom Zeh. A person needs to have great Simcha on that day. Be'achile V'Shtiyeh, with eating and drinking. Ad Shalo Yechza Shum Dova. There is nothing missing at all. He's lacking absolutely nothing. Mikom Lokom Einonu Mitzuvin Le'ishtakev Lehafchiz Atzmeinu Mitoich HaSimcha. A person doesn't have to lose, if I may lose translation, person may not completely lose himself and lose his self-dignity. I think that's what the Miri means. You're not meant to lose yourself completely in the drinking. The mitzvah is not to go mad, but shall shtos, or to go ridiculous, ela besimcha shall tanuk, we should enjoy it. So point number one, tanuk, it should be a pleasurable experience. Point number two, it should lead us to simcha shall Mitzvah should ultimately lead us to Avas Hashem and to avoid this Hashem rather than the opposite. Why is that? So therefore what question is he answering? Yeah, but the question is why dafkin that particular way? I mean, you wouldn't normally allow a person to drink wine and get shikha before he daven Shemini Esrei, and before Rosh Hashanah, you wanna, you know, you want to increase your avodas Hashem. Now drink a couple of. Special opportunity, and therefore, Chachamim Mamat. Right, that would be the good explanation.
It's not for a stamp person, it's only for a person who's got the
clear. Right. And he extends that. That's a good mahalach. And he extends on that, and he says, so he has to be the Shagia Metoich La'avas Hashem Yisbach Vodol Anisim Sha'asanonu. That is, it must lead us to the understanding and the recognition and the and cause of Tov to Rebbeinu Shlom for the Nisim that he made for us. Ein Shama She Mevayet Divrei HaGemara. V'zeh Lashon HaChayotam. Then he brings the Chayotam, which again was mentioned in Mishneh Berurah a little bit. Shkiven Shekol HaNeis Ha'yol Adei Yain Lachin Chiyivu Chachomim Lishtakev L'Afchoz V'Lifchoz V'Lishtoiz Yoisim HaGelu. A person should drink more than regular K'dei Liskoy HaNeis in order to remember the Neis HaGadol V'Omnom. Nevertheless, HaYodei HaBe'atzmo, somebody knows in himself, She'zalzel Or, if a person knows that the drinking will lead him to, it's going to cost him some other mitzvahs. Netilas yadayim, brocha, birkas hamazon, or shelo yispal mincha ma'ariv. If a person knows that if he's going to drink, he's going to end up missing out on mincha ma'ariv. That's exactly what you said yesterday. Or sheinoig kalus roish, or very important, he's going to be a bit overly. Pardon. Yeah, that's right. Then mutav shloi yishtakesh, rather not drink v'chol masav yilishem shemaim, everything should be lishem shemaim. So he says over here, as the word kalozoish, which wasn't mentioned in Mishneh Berurah earlier, that if a person ends up offending others when he gets shikah, that's what he says. So it could be either if you miss mincha, don't drink. If you know you're going to end up missing ma'ariv, don't drink. If you know your benching is not going to be, forget it, don't drink. Not only that, if you know you're going to end up being a bit too shtechi, and you're going to be a bit rude, and you're going to be a bit not nice when you drink, forget it. Don't drink. Don't drink because you're losing out more than you're gaining. Right, okay, this is with regards to the mitzvah of Chayiv Inish Livsumu Bepuria. Continues the Ramah. We ended off yesterday by the words 1, 2, 3 lines from the bottom in the Ramah. V'nergin l'asai sudas purim l'acha mincha. The minhag says the Ramah that the timing of the Sudas Purim is after Mincha. That's like what we do. The Arvis, and with regards to Marvis, Palalu Belailo. So, as opposed to the Ramah's custom was that you should have Mincha Marv together. So, he said, on Purim, you don't do that. On Purim, you're going to have Mincha. And after you're going to have the Suda, and you're going to do Marv Bizman, you're going to have Marv by Nacht. Yeah?
I suggest that it isn't after Marv when Purim is on air of Shabbos on Friday. Then it's in the morning.
Your suggestion is beautiful because that's what the Ramah is going to speak about in a minute. Yeah.
How much of a minog and how much of a halakha is this? In as much as thinking this year about an earlier siddur, because the kids don't like waiting so long before they eat anything.
So you want to have in the morning? Can you wait for Sifkot and Tess and Mishneh Berurah? Because that's what he's going to answer your question. First you have mincha, you have the suda, then you have mariv. And you have mincha, says the Mishneh Berurah, mispal mincha tchila be'oid ayom gadol, you have mincha early, v'roiv ha'sa'ud etzricha liyayis b'yom. Very important words. Roiv of the suda, the majority of the meal needs to be by 4 nacht. Before shkia. It's probably one of the hardest halachas, I think, in Hilchos Purim. Maybe together with the halacha of Chayiv Inish Livsume, maybe this halacha is the second hardest. It's very hard to do that. It's just so, so busy. It's very hard. We'll try to wash and have, and try, you try to have the roiv meal before the shkia. So the emes is that you're assuming something which may be correct. He says, roiv asud etzirich aliyah b'yoim. What does b'yoim mean? What does halachically mean by yoim? What does he want? When does he want us to start? And let me just finish off the next few words of the Ramah. V'loik m'shinoy agin, and unlike what some people do, lehaskel samuch la'erev, they start before nacht. And those people, they don't do it the right way. And the main part of their meal is by after nacht of the 15th. So, what are you suggesting? What does he mean? What is he talking about over here? When he says we should wash before what? We should have the main meal before what?
Before Shkia.
This is probably the the straightforward understanding. It may not mean that. It may mean, as a limud zchus, it may mean that ben hashmoshes would actually, that you should, that is, maybe it may include also ben hashmoshes. So you wash before the shkia, you have ben hashmoshes, and then it's nice, you're helping a bit, but you're right, roi vasuda. I think it's very hard to do that. It's very hard to have roi vasuda. It is a bit hard, no, don't you think? Yeah, but by the time you wash, I don't know how. No, you manage, roi vasuda bayoim. It's very, I find it, but pardon? Pardon? Yeah, Matt, in some shuls, yeah. Yeah, the so he says that, but certainly just to start before Nacht proper, not before the Shkia, to start just before Nacht is certainly not the right thing to do. And you have most of the meaning to that as well. There is a so-contemporary poskim, mainly, if I may say so, they try to justify the minig that most of the meal happens by night. We mentioned a couple of times that there is a Mishnah Berurah that also seems to indicate that both 14th and 15th are considered Yimei Mishteh, Yimei Simcha. So based on that, maybe us in Chutz Laaretz over here, in places like here, maybe there is a bit of a justification to extend a little bit. We mentioned that, I think, once, that since it's in Yerushalayim, it's still Purim at that time. That's when Purim starts. So maybe it's considered a bit of Purim. So there's a bit of a mahalach. It's a bit of a mahalach to just, it's a limud chos. It's not more than that. It's against the Ramah. It's a limud chos, how it's just to try to understand and justify what many people do. There's other malchim in the poskim. I see many poskim are trying to justify the minig, but the Shulchan Aruch, Ramah, and Mishneh Berurah really don't like it. Yeah. I was wondering about that. Is it a timing thing or not? So I don't know. I was wondering myself, or maybe it's just the main course. Yeah. Yeah. I was thinking that's probably, it's not a timing thing. It's probably that you have, you know, if you have dessert after Nacht, you know, that's. But yeah, I think it's mainly about the main course. I think it's mainly that, yeah. We'll get to that. Mishnah Berurah is going to speak about that.
So today, you have a kibitzer of challah before you wash, after you wash.
Yeah, is that considered roi vasuda though? I thought you were talking about something else. I thought you were talking about anisim. Is that considered roi vasuda or not? By having a bit of, it's a bit dodgy.
You've had
the kibbutz.
You've had.
Yeah.
You can't say you haven't had a
kibbutz. Yeah. But is it considered roi vasuda? Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Kopn Ches. La'acha mincha. Hadeloi nagila soisa b'shachis. He said, really, it would make a lot of sense to have the meal in the morning. Well, how is that? How about those brunch? Is that brunch? Nice brunch. You come home from the Gila. You sit, relax, you have a nice brunch. How is that? How's that the suda to have then? And you can then drink a bit, and you can enjoy, relax. Why do we have the Purim Sud in the morning? And he said that halachically, really, it would make sense to have it in the morning. Why schlep it until the end? Have it in the morning. Would you enjoy it? Says the Mishnah Berurah, exactly what you were saying. He's also practical-minded as you are. Says the Mishnah Berurah, that we don't do it for shachis in the morning. People are busy with mishlach monas. And people are just generally roiv. In majority of cases, people are schlepping it. It schleps out until in the afternoon, until mincha time. And if you would just start a half an hour before mincha, you wouldn't be allowed to because you can't wash just before mincha. So, one. No, on the contrary, you see, Mishnah Berurah says, "Cotton test boy, the Yom Gadol, Kasa Ha Eli Rabbe B'Shem Shlo." The Shlo is quoted, "Ha Meshubach." The best way, Misha is Suda B'Shachris. Look at that. The ideal way, answering your question, the ideal way is to have a Purim Suda in the morning. The Kasa of Oit, yeah. Look at that. Mamish according to the Shlo, beautiful. Was that meant for practicality? Was it meant for because of the Shlo? Or was it meant for convenience? Oh, I see. Okay. Yeah, but it's. I know some people. I know a couple of people. What they do is that they want to fulfill according to all the opinions. The obligation to drink and the meals and everything. So they have in the morning, they have a meal, short one, 5-10 minutes, and they drink a good few cups, and then they rush off to bed for half an hour. And like this, they're fulfilled. Really, it's al pialocha. It's mamash ve'emoda. You've got the shloach kodesh of doing the morning. You've got the chayv nishuv of sum. You're drinking by day. You're sleeping by day. You're doing everything. The only slight disadvantage of that is, I suppose, I don't know who's going to end up doing all the mishlach monas and all that. I don't know if everybody will agree to that mahalach. But it's al pialocha. It's something which is very, very mahuda. It's certainly something very mahuda. But it'll probably be a bit funny for the rest of the day. Yeah, but I know people who do it. Continues the Mishnah Berurah. V'kosav oy, the Shlach also says, shekabetz an shebeis, gather all your family members, v'chaveron, your friends. The Purim meal should be a nice meal with many people around. It's very hard to be exceedingly happy on your own. When we call Mokim, yeah, Simcha shall divrei Torah. V'kidele kamei, but certainly the Simcha shall certainly include divrei Torah, and it should be a Torah-dig atmosphere. Continues the Ramah. The last word of the page. Kshichal Purim b'yom shishi. I think that was your question, your point that you mentioned. Kshichal b'yom shishi. When Purim falls on Friday, what should be done then? Yasu asu'udah b'shachis. Then certainly the meal should be done in the morning. Mishum kvoy Shabbos. You can't eat too late. Mishnah Berurah is going to say exactly what time it's talking about, but you certainly can't have your regular timing. It doesn't mean mamash in the morning. You don't really need to have the whole meal mamash in the morning. What it means, you need to have before chatzos. And that's So the Mishnah Berurah says that on Friday, if Purim falls on Friday, you need to have the meal before chatzos. And as we mentioned earlier, if somebody wants to, not just on Friday, but any year you want to make it in the morning, you can always, every year really, you can make the meal in the morning. Continues the Ramah, a meaning of eating seeds on Purim. That's you have all, I suppose, how do we fulfill this meaning? Pardon? Yeah, how do you have it? Hamantaschen, what do you have in your Hamantaschen? I mean, nowadays, being in my family, we have now changed it into chocolate, but really, what's meant to be in there? That's right, man. Pardon? Very good, Mishnah Berurah says that. The Ramah mentions Daniel. Daniel, when he was, he couldn't eat, he was by, it says in Mishnah Berurah, the Mishnah Berurah does mention it, but Daniel had to eat because the reason why he had it, because he didn't, he was by the king, and he didn't have much, he couldn't eat much. There was nothing kosher to eat there, so he ended up eating. What do you eat if you have no? So he ended up eating. Vegetables. That's right, vegetables and beans, I suppose, and all types of seeds. So therefore, the minig is that. Mishnah Berurah since Esther. Mentions Esther, yeah. It doesn't explain why. That's what I'm referring to. Yeah, the Mishnah Berurah says, in Tzivkot Nyut Beis, Daniel V'chaveru, says Mishnah Berurah, V'gam Esther Ochla Zaroinim, and K'damrin V'ekam Ad Megillah. And Esther also ate that, as it says in the Megillah, V'shane L'toiv She'echila Zaroinim. The Pasuk says that she changed for a maid. She changed, and it was referring to changing the food, the Gemara says. It's interesting. Yeah. Not sure. It's a good point. Why Daniel more than Esther? Yeah. Says the Ramah, it is very good to learn a bit of Torah before you start the Suda. The Heilige Reb Shlomo Zalman Zichron Livracha used to learn before the meal, before they washed. They everybody sit by the table. And used to learn, because it was Shloshim Yom Lifnei Chag. It was 30 days before Pesach. He started learning a little bit of Hilchas Pesach, just before the Purim meal. He started opening a Mishnah Berurah Shulchan Aruch with Halacha of Hilchas Pesach on the Purim. This to fulfill this Halacha, the Toiv La'asoik Me'at B'Toir, you should learn a little bit of Torah before the meal. Kodim Shaskh La'asuda. V'somach, V'smach La'dova, and a remez for this is what it says in the Pasuk, Yudim Ha'isa Oira V'simcha, V'darshin on Oira Zu Torah. So we have one immediately after the other, we have the Oira, and after it's the Simcha. Oira and Simcha, V'darshin on Oira Zu Torah. V'chai B'mishte V'simcha K'tas B'beis Yomim Yudalet V'tezvav. There's a an obligation to have a bit of Mishnah and Simcha on both days, on the 14th and on the 15th, v'chein nakun, that is the minig. And says the Ramah, v'yesh oimim tim hizik echol is chaveiro, if somebody damaged somebody else, mikach simchas purim, if somebody damaged somebody else's property, on purim, potum eleshalem, you are exempt from paying back. So, does that mean that when you park the car, like I did last year, and I by mistake scratched this black Lexus, does that mean that exempt from paying? So you're quite right. What the Mishtabura says is, he says 2 points. First of all, he has to be Mikach Simchas Purim, and more importantly, in Sifkot Yud Gimel, Dim Hizik, Bach Mechalek, Ben Hezek, Godl Le Cotton, Ben Guf, Ben Momoin. That it depends, first of all, if it's a substantial damage or a not substantial damage. A substantial damage, you have to certainly pay back. Anything that is substantial damage, you have to pay back. Anything which is minute damage, there's a certain mechila on Purim, people don't care so much. So it's I think that we can understand, we can relate to that. On Purim, people don't, you know, if it's just a slight, you know, these 5 pounds, you know, it's fine, don't worry about it. We're all happy enough to just ignore it. But a substantial damage, you have to pay back. A substantial, a significant amount, you have to pay back on Purim as well. And also, interestingly, I saw, and Mishnah Berurah Sifkot Yudalet adds as well in the first white line, Mekach Simchas Purim Perish also Mekach Simcha, that you did it for genuine happiness. Aval im kivon lehazik chai, but if you intended to cause damage to somebody else, certainly you can't just wait for Purim. See, I'm going to show him on Purim, and I'll be exempt from paying back. Certainly you can't do that. If intention is to damage, certainly you can't. That's an interesting addition to that. That on Purim sometimes people are a little bit more, you know, open when it comes to speaking about others, and a bit more, less careful when it comes to a person's tongue. So I saw that Moshe Matrikar Paskins, that person is to be aware that when it comes to offending, that's always considered a hezek godel. And offending somebody else and hurting somebody else's feeling, that's always considered substantial damage, and there's no heta whatsoever on Purim to be more lenient.